Hello and welcome.
Motorcycle. It's a nice day out.
Hello and welcome to
Ghost Bees!
Horror podcast. I'm Todd. I'm joined by my wife, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi.
Man, we haven't recorded in a while because we've both been incredibly sick.
Yeah.
So that might still be in our voices. Yeah. I don't know. I definitely was starting to feel invincible because I've been sick in like over a year. And even at the beginning of this, I had like a sore throat for a day, and then you got sick, and I was like, oh, I guess that was it for me. And then I got sick again like a week later, and it was terrible.
Yeah, it really sucked.
Man. But anyway, so we saw Hell House LLC, which I didn't look up, so hold on, which came out in 2015. And it was directed by Stephen Cognetti. We had seen this before. I think we must have seen it pretty close to 2015.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, it was definitely like when we first started dating.
Yeah, it was early in our relationship. But I'm glad to see this is a movie that really kind of blew up. It's become like known as one of the better found footage horror films, which I guess we should say, if we're not talking spoilers, the movie is about... It's found footage. It's like documentary style, you know, that whole Blair Witch type thing where it's like, oh, we recovered the footage of this, you know, like that genre of found footage. And it's about some people who set up like a haunted house in this creepy hotel and some stuff starts happening like in the haunted house. I think that's the best way to like... sum it up if you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Because you can already think of how they could use that to be pretty creepy.
Yes.
Especially if you are someone who's really scared of haunted houses. But I think this pretty quickly, this wasn't like a really well-known movie when it came out, I feel like. I think it was word of mouth that really got it going. Because we heard about it really early on with people saying, oh, this is actually a pretty good one of these. And I remember when we first saw it, definitely feeling like while the movie is kind of thin when it comes to story and the characters and stuff, it does a really good job with the scares. Like it is legitimately like pretty scary.
Yeah.
And I think that really carries it and makes it like, but I kind of bring that up because now it seems like when word of mouth got to a certain point, it got pretty popular, and it looks like Shudder like capitalized on that. Similar to what they did with like VHS, where they started making like a billion of them. And so there are all these sequels, and we haven't, as of now, well, we just saw the second one, but we haven't seen the third or fourth one. And, you know, we're not going to talk about the second one, how we feel in this episode. But it's just, it's funny to see how it really blew up.
Yeah.
Like this.
I think I can specifically remember when we watched it, and I don't think I thought, like, oh, there's going to be, like, a bunch of these.
Yeah, definitely not. I never would have thought that.
Yeah. And it's not that it was bad. And, I mean, some movies are fine on their own. You know, they don't need a whole franchise. But I think when we saw this, I wasn't like, oh, this is another franchise.
Yeah. It's interesting because it's like I said, they did that with VHS, where there were a few of those, and I was a big fan. And they basically made it into an annual thing now. Like, they really ran with it. And I think a lot of these sequels, it's different because VHS, I think, lends itself to that, where there's always going to be all these directors who would be happy to make, like, a short for this. Mm-hmm. You know, and it really lets you showcase a lot of these kind of indie horror directors. With Hell House, it definitely feels like, I don't know what they're going to do to turn this into a franchise because it's a pretty thin idea, like I said. But I guess we'll find out because I've heard like mixed things about the sequels. I think some people like them and some people think they're really terrible or maybe like certain ones, you know. But we'll find out because we're going to watch them all. But watching this a second time now, I think it didn't hit me as hard as it did the first time, but of course I kind of knew what to expect. What was that?
I guess someone like singing in their car. I don't know.
Okay.
Like screaming.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't as scary, but that's to be expected because I knew what was coming, you know, even though I'd kind of forgotten a lot of the movie. But it was still, it felt like it was still pretty effective. Like,
yeah.
It focuses a lot on the scary found footage parts, because it also does the Blair Witch thing where, like, during the day you get more character moments and mm-hmm. everything, and then at night is when it gets scary.
Yeah.
And it definitely focuses a lot on that and does a good job with it, I think.
Yeah.
But there isn't much to the story.
No, not really.
But the story, it feels like it's just enough to get through. I think they even... We're going to have to talk about this in spoilers, because there's something that I don't really remember that's like a big moment at the end.
Oh, okay.
We'll talk about that next. But I mean, overall, I think it still holds up a lot. So,
yeah.
Still recommend it if you like these kind of movies.
It's still... Sure. It's a fun movie.
Yes. And if it doesn't bother you that there's not a lot of story, if you could just get into the scary parts, it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But let's talk spoilers. So I forgot how much they leaned into the documentary style with this. I feel like Blair Witch Project definitely just ruined the whole game here. Like, everyone was chasing this thing. And, it's an interesting setup that it's like, oh, something bad happened at this haunted house and like all these people died, because it kind of opens with like the chaos of that night. Mm. And it's presented almost like a news story, I think, on it.
I think that's the second one.
Okay. Jesus. They're that similar.
I don't know.
But it does already get you kind of interested in like, oh, what happened? Because especially, you know, we really like going to haunted houses. Mm-hmm. That's something we try to do like every year.
Yeah. Well, that was like our first really big date.
Yeah, that was one of the first.
Yes.
So it's like an interesting concept that like, oh, if something bad happened at one of these things. But yeah, so the movie really focuses on the idea that it's like this group of young people who set these up, and I guess they had originally, they were in like this nearby city. Where was this? Do you remember? Was it like Chicago?
I think it's New York. I think they were in, because I think they might mention that they were in Queens.
Right. Because they go to Pennsylvania. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, because we found out this is a real location.
Yeah.
That's like 2 hours from us. And
yeah, let's dox ourselves.
That's a pretty broad range. Okay.
It's too close for me.
But it's like, we could conceivably go there.
Yeah.
And it's just interesting. So that makes sense that they were in New York, because they mentioned they were in the city and they'd moved out to the middle of nowhere. And that's like a point of contention with the characters.
Because they say that something happened in Queens. But do we ever find out what happened in Queens?
Okay, that was what I was alluding to in the first part, is that you kind of, as the stuff starts happening, because I will say one of the things that's interesting about this is a lot of times with these kind of movies, especially with hauntings, in the beginning it'll be like little things will happen, but like, oh, they can get explained away or mm-hmm. something. You know, it's like this gradual buildup. But in this, it's like that first night, some weird shit is already happening. Mm-hmm. And they have it on tape, so they're able to show it to the other people. Mm-hmm. So it starts immediately becoming clear, like, something is wrong. Yeah. Like, something is going on here. And it's interesting because it makes it feel a lot scarier that they just jump right into it like that. And it's effective stuff.
Yeah. I mean, the way it's filmed is, like, it's so good at capturing, like, suspense. And, like, putting it on the edge of your seat because you're like, oh, God, what is about to pop out?
Because it's subtle enough that it's not completely in your face. It's just weird. It's, like, figures popping up. That aren't really moving, and like that clown mannequin that's moving around. And so they're able to try and like brush stuff off as being like, maybe they're getting pranked or something. Yeah. But there are certain characters who are like getting really freaked out. Mm. And so it starts to get to this point where it's like, well, why don't you just fucking leave? Like, obviously something horrible is happening here. Just leave. So they bring out the idea that like something happened with the guy who's like running things that made him have to come out here, and they feel like, oh, we can't leave. But I was going to say, like, do they explain what that is?
No, I don't think so. And, like, how would we both miss it? Yeah, I was going to say, how do we both miss it? I don't think they ever
That's interesting.
Talk about
I hate it because, like, I don't know how much is just we don't remember. I don't know if it was a conscious decision.
Yeah, there's someone out there listening to this, like, they definitely pulling said their hair it, out. I guess. Yeah.
But that's the thing is, like, even if they don't say what it is, it's interesting enough the way they convey that it's like, well, we can't leave because of this mystery thing. And it explains it away enough that it, like, it almost feels like a throwaway, like, we have to come up with a reason for them not to fucking leave. And so they just don't even really come up with one. It's like just the illusion that, like, oh, I guess we can't leave. But it works. And it makes enough sense to keep them there until things really go to shit. It does kind of suck that, like, one of the main victims isn't even part of their group. She's kind of like a hired actress.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess the other thing I really wanted to hit on, though, is the, I don't know how you feel about this, but for me, the whole, like, devil worshiper, like, people in the black robes thing.
Oh, yeah.
That felt so, like, whatever. Yeah. Like, that, it's not, that's not super interesting or scary. It's just the most generic thing, which I think even the first time I saw it, that was the one thing that really disappointed me, was like, this is just not very creepy, you know? Because the clown works. The clown looks really creepy.
Works. Yeah.
And that feeling of, like, is there something in there, you know, like, animating it and you can't tell. It's very creepy.
Yeah.
And I think that winds up becoming, like, the iconic thing for the series, funnily enough.
The clown.
Yeah. I think that specific clown is, like, the thing associated with the series now. Which is funny, but it's like, yeah, I guess it was the creepiest thing in the movie.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. But the other stuff, yeah, it felt kind of generic up until the end, when I think they allude to there being some big creature, like, off screen. Do you remember that? It's like growling and stuff.
Yeah, like, drags her off screen.
Yeah, and I thought that was cool. That was really creepy.
Yeah.
It's like building up to this idea that, like, it's this literal demon that they're summoning. I don't know. It's weird because it's a generic concept, but they do enough weird little world building things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole, you know, it seems to possess them and, like, change how they act. But it's also just creepy when the doors are closing and, like, trapping them in there. I think that idea is creepy because it's a pretty small location and it's, you know, just this big house. Like, you just walk out.
Yeah. I think that they're alluding to the house being, like, an entity.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of, too. So
totally.
Yeah.
But I just think it's, like, it's a really cool decision because, you know, a lot of it's spent with them trying to leave and get to the exit. And then when they get there and the door closes and they can't get out, it just starts slowly making you feel, like, really trapped. And that makes it a lot scarier. Like, it makes everything else feel a lot more effective. It does something similar to, not to spoil other movies, but movies like Gangium, you know, and what's the other one called?
Oh, what, like, Train to Busan?
Grave Encounters.
Oh, Grave Encounters. I was like, are you talking about that?
No. You know what I'm talking about, though? Because that has them, like, trapped in these locations, and that makes it, like, a lot scarier, more claustrophobic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it reminded me of that kind of thing. And that's part of what's so scary about it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other thoughts?
I mean, you had pointed this out before, and I agree with you. Like, they really know how to, like, scare you. And, like, I hate jump scares. I think it's cheap.
And you hate clowns.
Yes, I do. So I remember when I first watched this, especially because of the clown.
Yeah.
I was, like, not wanting to, like, look at the screen.
Yeah.
But jump scares in most movies are, I feel like, have become cheap and not effective. But for this, for some reason, it's super effective. Like, it still got me. Like, I'm sure you.
Oh, yeah.
You felt me jump a bunch of times.
Well, I think it's because of the way they do it.
Yeah.
Like, part of it is there are those shots where you're, like, expecting there to be something, like, around the corner or down the hall or whatever. So you're just, like, staring at it.
Yeah.
And then nothing happens. So it, like, it knows what it's doing. It's building that tension. And then when there are the parts where the camera swings and there's just a thing there. Like, it winds up working and catching you off guard.
Yeah, the cadence is always like perfect.
Yeah, like, and it's like you said, it doesn't feel cheap or like forced or anything.
Yeah,
it's very effective.
Yeah,
like I definitely
appreciate it.
I definitely want to talk up that part of the movie because that's one of the best things about it for sure. So it's still holds up. Still wondering though, like
I think I like it more now than I did.
Oh really?
Yeah,
that's interesting. I think I liked it a little less.
Really?
But it's just because what really got me the first time was how scary it was.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't like as scary this time, knowing what to expect.
Yeah.
But I'm not holding that against the movie. It's not like I'd lower its grade or anything. it's still very good.
Yeah.
And I liked it a lot. And I'm really wondering how they're going to handle three sequels.
Yeah.
Turning this into a franchise.
Yeah, we'll talk about the second one.
You'll see.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Blair Witch tried it. Did you ever see the second Blair Witch movie?
No.
It's not good.
I'm sure.
It's, like, totally different. And I feel like it does all the things you shouldn't do when you're trying to make a sequel of something like that and turn it into a franchise. So we'll see, I guess, if Hell House LLC avoids that.
I mean, I unfortunately already know that it doesn't.
Okay, cut that.
Yeah, gotta cut that.
So that's it. Do you have anything else you wanted to say?
No, but you should definitely watch this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely liked it. So you can go to ghostbeast.com for all our links. You can search for Ghost Beast Pod or follow Ghost Beast on Letterboxd. I think pretty soon we're going to start adding stuff to the list on there, like on the show, at the end of the show.
What do you mean?
Like, you know how we have our conversations about where to put it on the list? I think we'll do that.
Oh, we should do that on the show.
Yes, we'll do
that. That's probably a good idea.
We'll do that pretty soon.
Yeah, we usually sidebar and and discuss where everything should go.
It's fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, and you can contact us at podcast@ghostbeast.com with recommendations or, what are your thoughts on turning this movie into a whole series? That's it.